Shalom uvracha. As time is going on in our present situation, we have two options. One option is to get worn out from it, and the other option is to adarabba, continue using the special trying situation that Hashem put us in to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, appreciate life more. This will have far-reaching effects on the present situation, bringing us closer to Hashem and being zeicher to the hashpah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Toiva for our benefit, and it will affect us throughout our lives. This is a special opportunity, and that's why we're talking every day to take advantage of it, to make a change, a lasting change for ourselves, for the world. Yesterday we spoke about the Pasuk, Ki ha-melech boiteach b'Hashem u'b'chesed elyon b'al yimot. A king, and like we mentioned, we are all kings. We are all kings. We're b'nei melochim, we're the sons and daughters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And also, we are a type of king because everybody has people that are under his or her auspices, or he can be mashpiyan, he can have a positive effect on. And the truth is, a person's a melech on his own body also, and his own neshama. It's in our hands to decide what type of melech we will be. In the Yom Deroyim, one of the Pizmoinim, we say, Melech Elyon, the lofty, great king, and we say, praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the middle, the two of them that say, Melech Evyon, the poor, impoverished king. That Melech Evyon is referring to the Yetzer Hara. He's also sometimes a king. He takes control of us. He causes us to do things that we really don't want to do, and we regret afterwards. He's an Evyon. He makes a facade, an impression, as if he's powerful and confuses us, but really has nothing to offer. We want to be with a Melech Elyon. And that's what David HaMelech went through life. Melech Elyon. I'm going to be Boitech B'Hashem U'B'Chesed Elyon. I know there's some unlimited power, unlimited desire to be Meitiv, unlimited desire to do Chesed, unlimited desire to help me grow. That's the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But I have to put him as my Melech, and then I become the melech underneath him that has all his koiches. Baal yimot. And if I'm like that, I will not fall. I will. Every situation will be a situation I can handle. My matzav ruach, my frame of mind, can always be in a good state, no matter what it is. And many of us are going through, aside from the general situation, personal trying situations. But if we connect to the Melech Elyon, who's full of Chesed, the Chesed Elyon, Baal Yimot, that gives us the strength to go through every situation. As we mentioned from the beginning, the central point of this avodah that we're doing on a daily basis is to appreciate things we have more, not take things for granted. That's how we connect to Hashem. That's where we're Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we see that from the brachas. Every bracha we make in the morning, when I say in the bracha, I am saying that I recognize the malchus of Hashem that is real, that is revealed by the fact that He gave me my eyes, that I can see. Such an amazing gift. Everything, all the beautiful colors, always in focus. With the eyelids even, a small thing, but it has to work. If it doesn't work, you can't see. And the body and the eyes constantly cleansing itself, taking care of itself. Such a beautiful gift from Hashem. But when I say, Melech Olam, Hashem, I realize this is all from you, Baruch HaToshem, it's emanating from you. Then I'm connecting to the Koch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chasadim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is revealed through my eyes. And then when I say afterwards the next bracha, Matir Asurim, same thing, I recognize the koyach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me the ability to start moving my limbs after I was sleeping. So it could kafufim, it gives me the ability to stand up, etc., etc. Throughout the day, we have these 100 brachas. I was speaking with Moshe Hill Hirsch, the Roshiva, God Lador, and he said that it says by David HaMelech that when he was young and he was running away from Shaul, he ripped the corner of the garment of Shaul to show that Shaul, that David HaMelech really knew where Shaul was, and he could have killed him, but he didn't kill him. But Chazal say that at the end of the life of David, it says that he was cold and the garments did not suffice to give him the body heat that he needed. And Chazal say there's a midah connected midah. In some way, he did not show the appreciation for garments, even though he had a whole cheshbon why he did it. But the act of cutting the garment of Shaul showed to in a very fine way, a very small way, some zilzal in a garment, a lack of appreciation of garment. And if a person doesn't appreciate the gifts Hashem gives us, then it could cause later on in life that those things will not help us. He said, Rashiva said, that in respect to Talmud Torah is a very powerful protection for Klal Yisrael. Like we mentioned many times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us when we came into Eretz Yisrael, Chazak v'imatz, strengthen yourself to learn Yoyim v'layla, day and night. And your aslocha will be with this. You don't have to be afraid of any of the goyim. And so many, my Mori Chazal, and the Zchus HaTorah, are Oyvim HaNoifel, and it's a mogen, it's a protection for us. But he said, Rav Yitzchak Lazar says the same idea. If you're just learning a little Torah here and there, and you're not really machshiv the Torah, and also its koyach to protect you is much weaker. Just like by David HaMelech. If you don't appreciate a garment, the ability of the garment to keep you warm is weaker. Torah is powerful, but we have to be machshiv. It's not just a thing, oh, I have to do it because I'm afraid. I really realize it's the greatest gift that Hashem gave me. And what we're saying now is, this Nogeta Torah is Nogeta everything. And this is the opportunity we have now. Pay more attention to all these gifts we're having from the day, from the beginning of the day. Like we said, when we open up my eyes, Baruch Hashem, I'm alive. My neshama is back. Go to the bathroom, my body is working. And I say the Berachas HaShachar, I can see, I can move, I can walk. I have clothing to wear, I have shoes to wear, etc. And then in the course of the day, the Berachas HaNenim, I have food to eat. I appreciate it. The more we appreciate we have, that's one of the hanhogas of Kodesh Baruch Hu, the way Hashem set up the world. You appreciate what you have, I will give you more siyata shemai, that thing should serve you in the best possible fashion. So we should be zoicha to realize we're nothing by ourselves. Everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by appreciating what we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that builds our bitochen in Hashem. And it brings us siyata shemai also, me'eva ha-bitochen, more than the bitochen, brings us siyata shemai, that thing that I appreciate will lo yimot, will remain with me throughout life. And we have so many things to pay attention to and appreciate. And the more we appreciate it, the more we thank to Hashem. Like we said, and like David HaMelech said, I will praise Hashem, and that will cause me the Yeshua from my Oyvim and from everything else I need Yeshua. We should be zecha. Take out a little more time, appreciation, and the natural way to do it with our brachas. And even if a person was not mechavan his bracha afterwards, appreciate it. And b'zeicha, Hashem will give us the chesed elyon. Baal yimot will never fall down. And we have protection and Yeshua's bekorach.